It's supposed to be?
Well, something's clicking. I don't know what it is. Whatever. It will work.
I got issues.
Ha-ha! Woo!
Hey, now you know. Inhale, exhale with my flow. One for the money, two for the bitches, three to get ready, and four to hit the switches in my Chevy. 6-4 red to be exact, with bitches on my side and bitches on my back. So back.
Welcome to another
I Got Issues podcast with your host, Jason Maynard. And?
James Wright.
James, what up, son?
Man, I thought you, it feels like you asked me this question before. What's up, man?
Well, come on, man. Tell me what's been going on. It's been 4 months since the last time we've done a podcast. People have been out there asking, yo, when are you going to do another podcast? What's up with the podcast? When is the podcast coming back? You and James in a fight? What's going on with you two?
You guys aren't friends anymore?
Did somebody hook up with one of his girlfriends? Well, what's going on? How come you and James aren't doing the show? What's been going on? Fill the people
in. What's been going on? Okay, for my side, a few podcasts back, we had a sponsorship, and it was through Trevor Maynard, which is Jason's brother, and he does financial advising. And I remember talking about how, you know, I need to go see and talk to Trevor and get my financial game right, so I can travel the world like Jason, and you know, just get things in gear. And I did it, folks. I did it. I had my meeting with Trevor, and really good professional. Answered all my questions that I needed answered, and I signed up. So now my money game is right. I have a financial advisor, and I'm going to be a millionaire in a year. So that's pretty much it. That's pretty much my story. That's it.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thanks, man. And thank you, Trevor.
It's a good step. Trevor's no longer sponsoring the podcast anymore. I said, fuck this. You guys don't want to do shows for 4 or 5 months at a time? What the fuck? actually, he paid enough money for 1 year, but I don't know what to promote. If I should just say go use his services, or
yeah, I know, like what?
Like there's no longer tax season, so who knows?
But the new tax season is soon approaching. I have to big him up just because he really did help me out a lot and answer all my questions. So, and he made everything clear, because a lot of times they use financial jargon that no one really understands. But like he just broke it down and he explained all the things that I needed to know. And went through my goals, and I'm going to be accomplishing all my goals.
All right, so whatever. Good for Trevor. Thank you. Yeah. People don't want to hear this shit. They want to be entertained. They want some jokes. They want humor.
All right.
They want to hear your opinions on things. James, you're a star.
I don't know if I'm a star.
What else is going on? I see you have a little list.
I have a little list.
You want to talk about?
For the people that listen, we went to Jamaica back in February. We decided to record a podcast. At the time,
we were high.
I don't know. I was like, Jay, man, well, just like maybe like 2-3 days ago, Jay was like, man, I was listening to the Jamaica podcast and it's hilarious. I was like, yeah, I remember that podcast. But I didn't really remember everything in the podcast. I was like, yeah, it must have been funny. How come we never posted that? Man, we should post that, Jay. And then I listened to it while I was at work. And I remembered why I didn't want him to post that. Man, talk about like, I feel vulnerable, man. I have to, I feel like I have to explain myself for some of the things that I said.
What did you say? That's so bad. What did you say?
I don't know, man.
I didn't hear you say anything. I just know that you talked a lot, but you had a lot of more of opinions. Smoke a little weed, all of a sudden you got shit to say.
Back in my homeland.
I don't know. Go ahead. The forum's yours, man.
All right.
You want to apologize and shit?
Well, I don't have to apologize. I think at this point in time I wanted to say the things that I wanted to say. But there's one comment that I made about
black people?
Yeah, but about black people.
What like you say about black people?
No, I didn't say anything about black people, but like growing up in like in a white town and everything, and which is great, was awesome. But you know, like, and everyone, you know, everyone makes you feel like you're included in everything. This is getting deep already. Why are we getting so deep anyways? But I was saying like when I was in Jamaica, you know, like you live in Sudbury, Ontario, you know, you have good friends, really close friends. All the people that I know are super awesome, really great. But there's points in time where you realize you're not like everybody else. You know what I mean? Like you're just different.
Are you talking about how you said, you know, it's nice to be around all these black people, no white people around?
Yeah, I felt like I was at home. Yeah, I felt like I was at home.
People don't even care.
Yeah, I guess not. I don't know. But I just don't want people to take offense to it. But I just felt like when I was in Jamaica, I felt like I was home. I just felt more like me.
Well,
whatever that means, you know.
That means that you need to smoke a lot of weed.
I guess so.
Maybe that's the cure to everything.
No, I don't think it's the cure to everything. Could be. But no, I just felt at home. I felt close to my culture. I understood my parents better. Yeah, it was good. It was a good trip. It opened up my mind.
It opened up my mind, man. You know what else opened up your mind?
What's that?
Mushrooms.
Yeah.
Psychedelics.
Appreciate it so much.
Is that what you really got to say? You worried about that podcast? I said the most ignorant shit of all time.
I guess so. I can't believe I admitted that I went to a strip club. That's the thing I couldn't believe.
Who did? Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Who cares?
I don't go. No, I feel bad.
You've never been to a strip club? Who doesn't go to strip clubs?
I know. Not
every guy.
I felt really uncomfortable when I was in there.
Every guy
super uncomfortable. Jeez.
Who's listening to the show has been to
it was an a strip club.
All right. So listen, sometimes you go to strip clubs. What are you going to do? Nah, you got to go to a strip club. You're in Jamaica and the guy says, where do you want to go? Scrub-a-dub. Okay, we're going to scrub-a-dub. What am I going to tell the guy? That's it. Next thing you know, we're at a strip club. He's drinking wine and getting his booty rubbed up against him. And we're watching this spectacle of a show.
Oh, my goodness. That was crazy.
No harm, no foul.
No, I guess you're right. I don't know why I feel. I just feel like, man. I was like, man. Anyways, so that was the one thing I wanted to get off my chest, and I got off my chest.
Anything else you want to apologize for?
No, I don't want to apologize for anything. I don't even want to apologize. I just want to explain myself. The fact that I felt like I was at home, even though I might have been like, hi. But still, like, it was a great trip. I felt like I was at home, and I just felt as though that little piece of me that sort of was lost was found.
Okay, then. Okay. Now back to the I Got Issues podcast, where we make fun of people and have a good, fun time and not be so serious.
All right. Okay, let's do this. All right.
So let's
start. What do you got, Jay? It's been 4 months, man. What's going on? What have you been doing?
It's been the summertime. It's been good weather.
The weatherman?
My friend from Australia, she came down to see me. It was cool.
Yeah?
I went on vacation south of France, Barcelona. It was awesome.
Explain these trips.
That's it. There's nothing to really explain about them. You go there, you hang out, you relax, you dance, you drink, you get on a plane and come home. That's it.
And how long did you spend in the south of France?
Not long enough. I would live there if I could figure out how to do it.
Where did you stay in a hotel?
I stayed in lots of different places. I stayed in hostels. I stayed in hotels. I stayed at one of my friends' houses.
Okay, cool. And what would you recommend? Because I've always je parle français. Alors, I just want to know, like, where would someone like me go?
Someone like you?
Well, no, not someone like me. But where would you recommend? I'd probably end up at a museum or something, but like,
I would recommend. What would you recommend? All of the places in the south of France except for Marseille, because Marseille is filthy. But
really? Listen,
yes, you go to Nice, you go to Cannes, you go to Montpellier, you go to Toulouse, you go to.
It's so weird, man.
Barcelona, and that's beautiful. What?
Because that place is like. When you look up France, it always pops up as like one of like
Marseille is the second biggest city in France.
Yeah, so like it always pops up. You're like, oh, I'm gonna go there.
You know where the first biggest city is?
Where?
Paris.
Oh,
guess what? Paris is disgusting and filthy too.
That's what happens when you live in a city, though. It's like major cities are usually dirty. Like, I mean, like Toronto's, it can be dirty at times.
And that was my vacation. I met some Aussies in Barcelona. They're wicked.
Really?
Cool.
They're everywhere. Aussies are everywhere. They travel everywhere, man.
Crazy people. Crazy. We had a good.
Did they know your other friends in Aussie in Australia?
No. Nobody. My friends in Australia. You're talking about Turtle, Fooey, and HP.
Yeah,
those guys are. They're known all around all the entire of Australia.
Well, that's what I'm saying. How come these other Australians?
These people didn't know them because they're just not. They're not that hip. That's why
they're not hip to the script.
Because everybody knows Turtle. How can you not know a guy named Turtle? Yeah, he's a legend.
Legend. This is not the same Turtle from Entourage. This is the actual Turtle.
Legendary status.
Yeah, legendary.
And that was really my vacation. And that was like my whole summer. Summer was relaxing. I went to Wasaga Beach. I did all kinds of crazy shit.
But I mean, like, when you're over there in South of France, like, okay, you went to all these different cities. But, like, what would you recommend someone do in these cities? Because that's the thing. Like, I need to take – I have 10 days vacation. And we're in what? What month are we in? September?
Yes.
I have 2 weeks vacation. Actually, I have more than 2 weeks vacation now that I think about it. And that I have to use up before like the end of the year. Okay. So
you're thinking about
South of France. Which top city to go to? Boom.
Depends what you want to do.
What do you think is a top city? Where would you go? Top three in order of best.
You go to Nice.
Nice. Next.
Montpellier.
I think you said that was a dirty city.
No, Montpellier is a great city. Oh, Marseille.
Okay. Marseille, sorry. And then the third?
And the south of France?
Yeah.
I guess go to Marseille. Who knows?
Okay, so back to the number one choice, which was?
Nice.
What would you do in Nice? What would the one thing you do in Nice?
Everything. Go to the beach.
So really just hang out.
Spectacular. Good views, good food. They got some like old buildings and shit like that. If you're interested in seeing that,
yeah.
But that's it, man. Relax. It's a relaxed place with everything that you need. People are there to have fun. They got fucking good weather. What more can you ask for? They got hot chicks running around left and right.
How about
this? They speak French only. No, none of this English nonsense.
Okay, so this is what I wanted to get to. Now, there's a big uproar because the elections that happened in Quebec. And the big thing is that the Quebec people feel as though like they're losing their culture. They're losing like their language because there's English people that come in. There's a video that's online somewhere. It's about these two guys who are speaking English in the street. And then some guy from Quebec hops out of the cab and hears these two guys speaking English. And he starts freaking out on these two guys for speaking English.
Did the two guys beat the shit out of them?
No.
And tell them to mind his business?
Yeah, this is
in English. Mind your fucking business. You understand that, amigo? I speak French, fucker.
Amigo. So when you go to France, is it like that? You go to a restaurant, should you make the attempt to speak French, or would they just be like, okay, nice try, just speak English?
French people are pretty snobby, but listen, they understand. If you don't speak French that well, then you don't speak French that well. You can try, but sometimes it's just better to just point, maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it really like, French though?
There's people that
they must speak
English. Everybody speaks English everywhere. Okay? Okay, but their English just sucks. And I already told you they sound like deaf people. But
that's so mean.
When whatever, man. That's so who cares? Mean. Who cares? No one's listening anyways.
Oh boy. You're going to come back and bite me in the ass.
So this is what's up, man. They have a lot of rules when you speak this French language. I don't understand them.
Really?
Right. This is the thing. One of the things that I was never taught, or if I was taught, I just never fucking paid attention.
Yeah.
To and vous.
Oh, yeah. It's proper and non-proper. It's
formal and informal way of speaking to people.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. I say two to everybody, and you're supposed to say
vous
to older people,
yes,
strangers that you don't know.
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. I say two, and people get pretty upset about it.
Really?
That. Yeah.
You serious?
And I don't even give a fuck.
But don't they realize that you're not a French speaker?
Yes, so they give me some slack, but
they still
it's like disrespect.
I don't get it.
I don't know why you disrespect me. shut the fuck up.
And a glove to the face.
French.
Franglais.
I'm speaking the fucking language, and I mess up.
But you're butchering it, though.
So what?
How about this?
How about what? Okay. Come on.
How about this? See, I'm gonna start talking now. How about this? Okay. So you're in France. You make the attempt to speak French. You don't speak. You're butchering the language.
Yep.
Got it. But you're saying, I'm making the attempt. Whatever else.
I'm not even butchering the language. Yeah. I'm just messing up.
You're butchering the language. Now, picture this. What are your views? Because I've talked to people about this, and it's I don't know why people, but so people who aren't born in Canada, that live in Canada, and English is not their first language.
Yep.
Do you get upset at people who don't speak proper English?
When they live in Canada?
Yeah.
If you come here and you tell me, and you're my neighbor, and you tell me you've lived here for 50 years and you still can't speak fucking English, then yes, I got a little bit of an issue.
Man.
How are you supposed to function in this
country? Okay, wait, sorry.
English or French. Get it together. Go take a fucking lesson. There's an ESL course on every goddamn block in this city.
I sort of understand your point of view.
Listen, you just got here?
Maybe we just took it. Maybe it might have switched it. Because if you visit France, you're not really a French speaker, but you're trying to speak the language. What I should say is, so people that come...
What if you move there?
You should learn the language, right?
You're going to fucking learn the language.
Got it.
Unless you're some of these people that live in Canada where, for whatever reason, they don't have to learn the language. They just come here, set up shop, and they don't ever... How can you live here for so long and not speak English?
Well,
this is crazy talk.
Canada's so diverse, though. Sometimes you don't need to speak English.
Because you can just go in your little pocket community and never have to come out and see anybody else?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
That's bullshit.
What's wrong with that?
Meet some other people.
It's like, for instance, there's certain people that have never visited outside of Ontario.
There's people that haven't left Scarborough, okay?
Exactly. What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Maybe if you haven't left Ontario, you need to fucking bang your head against your computer screen right now. You're a maniac.
Really? You think so?
I know people that haven't been on a plane, and guess what? They suck.
Really?
Yeah. They suck at almost everything. You know why? Because they haven't seen anything. They think that they know everything. They're like it's like talking to a 14-year-old girl. She thinks she knows everything. She doesn't know shit. How can you talk to somebody that hasn't been on a plane?
Oh, this is so going to bite me in the ass sometime in my life.
Who doesn't get on a plane?
No, but I mean, I understand that because like people that don't travel. Not even people that don't travel. I'd say, you know, people that aren't cultured. Who haven't, you know, witnessed or been a part of any other culture, they're probably sheltered in a way and they have a certain way of thinking that's
You can't have a perspective about the world.
If you haven't seen the world.
About other cultures. It's hard to go and judge something, foods, and the way people do things, the way people dress, the way people, when you haven't fucking got off your block.
I have something to add to that. I remember when I was traveling to India, and a coworker of mine was like, "You're going to India? Oh, it stinks so bad in India."
That's what I heard.
And the weird thing is, it just
did it stink? No, it stink. Don't lie.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did.
It smelled bad. After they said that, I was sort of offended. And I was like, "Have you been to India?" And of course, they said no. And I was like, "Well, how would you know if it stinks or not?"
Well,
and they said, "Well, Russell Peters says it smells bad, then it must be true." And this is the thing, man. Nowadays, people just get their information off the internet, and they get it from the strangest places that they think is like the most like viable place to get information from. Listen,
Wikipedia is a reliable source.
Is this what we're doing now? We're getting our information from comedians?
Yes, that's where I get all my information.
Don't you think this is a little bit ridiculous?
No. No.
People and people when people talk about certain things, they try to argue a point. When they argue a point, they say like, "Yeah, I read it somewhere on the internet," or "Yeah, these guys." It's like, well, who are these guys? You know, like maybe they have like some sort of special interest instead of the subject that you're trying to promote. It's just ridiculous. Like I find information nowadays is so readily available, but it's not the right information that you need in order to be educated at times. To be educated, to make educated, to take the educated information that you need the internet is not always the viable source. It can be in many ways, it can be if you go to the right sources, but you have to go to multiple sources and take that information and use it in the right way. Don't get your information off of, you know.
Stop telling people what to do. They don't want
to. I'm just saying, man.
They're saying right now, just don't tell me how to get my information. I use Google for everything.
Well, I use Google for everything too, but I mean, like, there's certain places. I mean, like, don't grab your information. Like, you're grabbing your information from Russell Peters.
Listen, if I tell my friend.
He's joking. Come on.
If I tell my friend, hey, some of my friends that want to go to India, and I'm like, yo, should I go with them? Because this guy's lived in India. And I'm like, yo, should I go with them? And he's like, dude, you know what it smells like in India? And I'm like, what? And he's like, just take a shit on the ground, rub it in your face, and that's what it smells like.
This guy lived in India?
And he lived there.
You need to get people's different perspectives. So you can't take one person's word for
that's not
for
the reason why I didn't go, but.
Come on.
I didn't go because I was like, why the fuck would I want to go to India?
I'm a person that likes to search for the truth, man. I don't take one person's.
And I'm just joking. Listen, all and people, Indian people, Jesus, Murphys, don't get all worked up about it. I don't know if it's a fact, but listen, I know Thailand smells like shit.
No, it doesn't.
Dude, it smells like shit. They don't have a sewage system. The sewage system runs through the sidewalks. Fucking the wind gusts and it smells like shit. What am I going to say? I can't lie and say it doesn't. Sorry to my Thailand listener. Whatever.
You know what? I'm going to prove you wrong.
You're going to prove me wrong by going there?
Yes.
You're going to go there. You're like, oh, Jason was right. It smells like fucking shit. Not the whole entire island.
You got to make that clear. You got to make that clear.
But in a lot of the places, they don't have fucking, there's no plumbing.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, every city, I mean, Toronto on garbage day smells horrible.
Listen, more importantly, I'm getting off this topic because I don't even know what we're talking about. You're making me nuts right now. You're driving me crazy.
How do I get involved with this podcast?
I have no idea.
Man.
But I have a cool game to play today as well.
Was this an iPhone game? This is, remember when you were so hyped up on iPhone?
Yeah.
And how was like the, anyways, what's this game?
Well, we're gonna play a little bit later, but what about me on iPhone? iPhone's still the shit.
What about the whole Samsung thing? How do you know about the Samsung
Galaxy S3
versus iPod?
iPhone?
iPhone, yeah.
What about it?
Have you not heard about this?
They're a fucking copycat. Well, what do you want from these guys?
You know, I think this is probably one of the greatest examples of when something big is going to happen. This is like one of those things. It's for instance, it's like when Sony had the beta machine and they wouldn't let anyone else copy the technology. Betas were so much better than VHS for quality, rewinding, fast forwarding, re-recording, recording, whatever, play. It was amazing. But then what happened is they lost so much of the market because they're only available. The machines were expensive. You know what I mean? Like only certain people had them.
What's the point? What does this have to do with the Samsung?
It's the same sort of thing. This is going to be one of those cases where Samsung's like, okay, you know, our phones look similar. All right. You know, they call it those phones, the smartphones that are shaped like iPhones, they call them a candy bar shape. So what's going to happen is Samsung's like, okay, cool, got it. We can't, you know, have a rectangular phone with rounded edges. Watch this. And they're going to come up with something that's going to blow iPhones out of the water, which
is great.
What are
they going to do? What is Samsung going to do?
I don't know what they're going to do.
Make another TV? Make another washer and dryer? How about they stick to shit that they're good at? Make a fucking microwave. Stay out of the telephone. You think I want to buy a telephone from a company where I go into my fridge to make microwave popcorn, fucking using a Samsung microwave, and all these dummies think that they can make telephones? So they come in, they copy the iPhone, and they think they got a viable business. Well, guess what? iPhone just said, fuck you. Give me $1 billion. And we're taking some of your phones off the fucking market. How about that? How about them apples? You like that dishwasher maker company?
But yeah. do you think
you
it's
like that? You like that? How about stick to TVs? Okay, you don't see Apple making a microwave. You don't see Apple making TVs and Apple making dishwashers and fucking washer and dryer appliance home appliances. Samsung, get your shit together.
I don't know.
You're not a phone company. Get out of my life. I hate all these Samsung people. My brother got a Samsung phone.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. But guess what? iPhone 5 is going to be coming out in a couple weeks. Everybody rushed out and got this Samsung Galaxy 3. Oh my God, look at this. A Of course, it's a beautiful phone. The fucking thing's amazing.
They're big.
But guess what? iPhone 5 is going to come out, and it's going to make the Samsung Galaxy look like a rotary telephone. People are going to be like, what the fuck? I got the Samsung Galaxy S. Oh, shit. The new iPhone 5 has wings on it, and it can fly me places. And they're going to want to kill themselves. They're going to be like, well, I can't believe I spent $700 on a Samsung telephone. iPhone comes out with a fucking teleporter. You know, what are they going to do? iPhone is an innovator. They invent shit. They create it. Everybody else copies it. You want to be with a second-rate company. You want to be second-rate, whatever. Then you go to the Samsung. Go. You can probably get a combo at Leon's. You'll probably get a washer, dryer, to throw on a free telephone. Who cares? You want to be with the best people that create things and think about it. And they're like, this is the vision. We're going to create it. And then everyone else is going to copy it. Then go right ahead.
What I'm saying is that this is going to be great for Samsung, because now they're like, they sort of took like the easy route. You know what I mean? Like sort of copying the design of the phone. But what's going to happen is they're going to be like, okay, we can't do this. We need to do something different. And they're going to come out with something that's going to be like mind-boggling. It's going to be a new generation of smartphones. I'm just saying, this whole case, I understand what Apple's trying to do. They're trying to protect their creative patents that they have out there. But I mean, like, these are the points in time where things are going to get better. Like, Samsung's going to come up with something that's like totally like just genius.
Whatever.
That's it.
I still like the Samsung phone, but I'm just saying.
I still have a BlackBerry.
Second rate. And you got to throw that BlackBerry right out the fucking window.
It's This is the last phone I'm going to buy. I'm going to wait until this breaks down.
It might just turn off one day when the company goes out of business.
When this thing shuts down and stops working, that's when I'll purchase a new phone. I'm done
with
the
BlackBerry. I won't even associate with people with BlackBerries anymore.
All right. Well, that's the podcast, guys.
They don't got it together. So what? What's the new thing that's coming out? Google Glasses. You ever see Google Glasses?
No, what's that?
Oh my God! You better Google it.
Google Glasses.
You Google Glasses. This is an
a Google Magugu.
Google Glasses is coming out 2014.
Oh man!
And it's
2014.
2014. They're gonna retail for $1,400, and it's a fucking game changer, my friend. Life as we know it is almost over.
They better not be big.
They're a pair of glasses, and it's
no, but I mean, like, they better not be big glass. You know, like those, like, you know, when they try to make glasses with virtual reality stuff, and they're just so massive and they're so heavy. It just better not look like that. Oh my God!
Beautiful. Right. You're fucked. Game, set, match.
Oh my God! These are so beautiful.
Go check out the YouTube video.
Oh my goodness. So these glasses, they look all right. I see what they're trying to do here. If you guys have the chance, just Google Glasses, and you'll see a picture of Geordi from Star Trek. But then you'll also see pictures of some somewhat cool-looking glasses, I guess. Yeah, anyways, there's a YouTube video, supposedly, Jay saying here.
Google Glasses. It's over. Go right down to there. This one, yeah. Once these things come out, people will no longer communicate with each other.
Oh, this is augmented reality. I've seen this. I know what this is. So anyone who doesn't know what augmented reality is, pretty much what you do is you look through like a set of glasses, or you can even do this on like you can use like your iPhone for this, for instance. And when you point it at something like a tree or something, it works off of like GPS. What happens is, well, pop up on your iPhone, for instance, something you could probably think of. Like a message will pop up on your iPhone to say like, oh, this tree was planted in 1958. Just cause it's like markers. Yeah. Anyways.
That's not what this is. The guy says, it's voice activated. I need to get somewhere else. Google Maps pops up and right in front of his fucking eyeball. Let's give him turn by turn directions. Make a left here. Remind me to buy tickets for Monsieur Gano tonight. Oh yeah, right into the calendar. This is fucking life changing.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. You gotta watch a video. It's called Google Glasses Project. It's pretty intense. I don't know. I can't watch any more of this, man. It's almost making me think.
What, that we're in a simulation?
No, it's like the fine real? It's the fine line of where technology makes your life easier and technology makes you lazy. It's that I think that's what these Google Glasses, that's my first thought on this Google Glasses, is this helping us?
Dude, we've gone from,
or is this making us lazy?
We've gone from,
people don't even talk on the phone anymore. They don't even use your, you don't even use your cell phone to talk anymore. It's like text messaging. It's ridiculous. We need to, whatever happened to like being like intimate and like talking to somebody on the phone?
We've gone from throwing fucking rocks at elk and gutting them and eating them over an open fire to fucking Google Glasses. Life is just about to be over. Everything has to come full circle. The technology can't do this much longer. We're gonna explode. That's
this
it.
This is
crazy. Over. Hopefully, hopefully or maybe not hopefully, the Mayan calendar could be proven right. And then that's a wrap. And maybe we got to start back at zero again because this is getting fucking too crazy.
We're going to, come on.
This is getting too crazy.
These
bananas.
These Google
Once this happens, nobody will speak to each other anymore.
That's what I'm saying.
Life as we know it will be forever changed. Everyone will be sitting down in their fucking bedroom whacking off with their Google Glasses on. And that's it. And that's life. You don't need other people around. And that's
what I'm saying. Is this helping us? Is this making us lazy? Like socially?
It's not
going to
help
like,
anybody. People aren't going to procreate
people
anymore.
People aren't going to think anymore.
They're not
going to
want it. When I was growing up, man, we used to be finding girls. Now you're not going to find girls. You're going to find virtual girls. Or you're going to make iPhone's going to make an eye vagina. And then all of a sudden, you don't even have to leave your fucking room.
Oh,
you just stay in a cocoon.
Man.
You probably won't. Your legs will atrophy. It's over.
It's gonna be the Matrix, man.
I think we're in the Matrix, dude. I think this could be it. I think somebody could be playing a video
what
game.
Did you
and
smoke
we're just
before
fucking,
you came over here.
I think we could just be upon. Do you ever watch the show Ancient Aliens?
No.
Holy shit!
What's that all
that
about?
That show has me fucking all worked up. I wasn't sure what to do. Ancient Aliens. Ancient Aliens is a TV show.
Oh, man.
Where they talk about like all this crazy shit. Like it was a show about the Mayans and well, not like the Mayans, but the end of the world theories.
Yeah.
And so they went to like all these different places around the world.
Yeah.
Like they studied the Mayan calendar. And they're like, why was this like this? And everything, they just make everything make so much sense. And then fucking, I was like, holy shit. Maybe there really is aliens. Maybe that's it. Maybe the Mayans are right. Clearly, they knew what they were doing. Why would they turn the rock in so that nobody could see? And if you just were to watch this show, you would be like, holy shit.
Man, you got to do your research, man.
I've already done enough research. And I think that some big time shit's going to be going down.
When? When's this going to happen?
Apparently on the day, December 21st. 2012.
December 21st is the day when the Mayan calendar ends? Or is that like, is it though? Is that the day?
That's the end.
So people are so confused, man, because people say like by New Year's, that's when everything ends. It's actually December 21st.
That's it. It's over. It's over.
We'll see.
I almost bought a fucking plane ticket. So I was going to liquidate all my assets. I'm like, shit, I got 2 months to spend my money because the world's going to end. This show had me really flipping out.
What's going to happen when December 22nd happens and everything's cool?
It'll be like Y2K again. They're like, okay.
Oh, we did the wrong calculation. Actually, it's 2026. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
You want to know what? We're going to really find out, but there really could be there's something that happens like every 26,000 years and the planets
are...
The planets align with this shit, and it's going to move the axis of our fucking planet.
Well,
and the poles are going to shift.
We're moving in from whatever state that we're in into the sign of Aquarius. That's what we're moving into. But I mean, like, come on, this is the exact same thing I was talking about. How people get their information. They get their information. Like, where do you get this from? Where do you get this information from?
I watch YouTube.
But if you watch a video on YouTube and now
it's
real.
It's not like you're watching videos of a guy like me trying to convince you that the world's going to fucking end.
No, I get
when
it.
You watch
like,
videos
like
of
a
like
documentary.
Actually actual people who
done the
study
research
this,
and like yeah.
The scientists and shit like
no,
that.
I understand.
Then what are you supposed to do? You're not supposed to believe this guy?
But the other thing you got to remember is that these people have like other
agendas?
Yeah, they have like other agendas. Number one, they want their research to be funded, so they have to probably produce something like this. And the other thing is too is like, you got to get information from other places in order to make the right decision. So like, I get it. These guys are saying like, you know, like the stone was turned over. Why would they put it like this? You know, like they get all these things, they get all these things, but that's probably not the definite. There could be other answers. There could be reasons why. Maybe his wife was like, honey, dinner's ready. And he dropped the rock. And
yeah, but the thing that's fucked up is that there's all these other civilizations around the world. And a lot of them end up having the exact same day. So what do you say about that?
I'd have to look this information up
in order to fully
understand and to believe that December 21st, 2012 will be the last day on this earth.
Well, they don't really say that the world is going to end.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be what they call
a shift.
Massive disasters.
I can see I would agree that I can see you know, some sort of like we've had like hurricanes and earthquakes and whatnot.
Like 100 earthquakes one day the other day, a few weeks ago.
The earth is shifting, you know,
what? The earth is going to shift. The fucking ice is going to melt and we're all going to be fucking gonzo. Get your scuba gear. Fucked. You're swimming with the fishes. That's it. So it's a wrap.
Anyways.
Did you know that?
Anyways.
Antarctica used to be a rainforest.
Things change.
Yeah, you're damn right things change. Well, guess what?
The ice ages, dinosaurs, like all that stuff. It all happens.
There before, now there's fucking ice.
Yeah.
So guess what? What happens when there's no more ice again?
So how about this? I've had a discussion with this with a coworker. Okay, so now you're saying that Antarctica used to be a rainforest.
Yes.
So no ice. Now there's ice. So, do you think us driving cars, creating pollution, whatever sort of like, you know, melting things, burning things in the sky, CO2 emissions, everything else, do you think that's contributing to the melting of the ice?
I don't give a shit. I spray aerosol cans up in the air. I want 30-degree weather in Toronto every day. I don't want winter.
Oh, my God.
I'll be burning styrofoam and shit on purpose. Like, I want this global warming. I'm all for that. But I don't believe. Goodness. I already told you. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in.
You don't believe in global warming?
No, I believe in global warming. I just don't believe that we make that much of a difference. Guess what? The world. Everyone's worried that we're ruining our planet. We're not ruining the planet. We're just ruining the planet for us, and we're gonna fucking die, and that's it. So yeah. The planet was because we're
the planet will regenerate itself and
yeah.
Guess once we're
you
gone.
You think if I fucking recycle a pop can, that's gonna save the planet? No.
Guess what?
The planet doesn't give two fucks about a pop can.
You don't think that? No,
it doesn't. The planet's been through meteor showers, fucking earthquakes, asteroids hitting it, and it's still spinning. You think my fucking little Coke can in a recycling bin is gonna do something? Guess what? Doesn't do anything.
But you're just one person. What about billions of people?
We're gonna be off this planet soon enough, anyways. What's the difference?
December 21st, 2012. Mark it in your calendars.
We've made it so that we can't sustain our population like this, especially in all the major cities.
No, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. Yeah.
You live in a major city, you're fucked.
Yeah,
when shit goes down and the power goes out and the lights turn off, we're going to be fucking scrambling like rats, and it's going to be a fucking wrap. Get your guns, get your swords, get your knives. You better know how to, I already told you, you better know how to grow a fucking patch of lettuce and some tomatoes and shit, because those are the only people that are going to be able to survive. Well, I can't grow anything. I go to the grocery store when I'm hungry.
You know what? They say that there. You should, in your survival kit, you should actually have like seeds, like vegetable seeds and whatnot.
Yeah, you should. But guess what? I don't know how to fucking germinate a seed.
What are you
so
talking
I'm
about?
Fucked.
You don't know how to germinate a seed? Come
I go on. To the grocery store. When I want meat, I don't kill it. I go to the grocery store.
Are you kidding me?
When I want milk, I go to the grocery store.
You still drink milk?
Not really, but I'm just saying. When I want shit, I just go and buy it.
I'm so far removed from actually having to grow something, eat something that I've grown, eat something that I've killed. That those days were long gone for me, son. I'm not a hunter. So if the world comes to that, I'm going to perish quickly.
You're not a hunter-gatherer?
No, I wish I was. Those are real men.
Oh, my goodness, man.
Just saying, James.
All right.
You got me on my fucking conspiracy rants. This is...
Yeah, it seems as though.
This is not good. Let's get back to one of my favorite games of all time.
Actually, I don't want to play this game. If it's the game I'm thinking of, I do not want to play this game. We're not playing.
Anyways, hold on.
You tricked me the last time, and I ended up answering freaking questions about...
Before we get into the game, how was the movie Red Tails?
It was fantastic.
You never saw it, did you?
Man, motherfucker. I was busy.
It's been out for 6 months. You're not supporting it.
I am going to support it.
You're not supporting it at all.
I will. You know what? To be honest with you, I didn't actually remember until you just said it now.
That's a problem. People, I was talking to some people, and they're like,
"Man, how embarrassing!"
Blah blah. And I'm like, "Listen, you don't tell me shit because you haven't gone to see Red Tails yet. You're not supporting the black movies. So guess what? You just fucked it up for all the future black actors because now we can't get in on a big budget film because
come on,
nobody went to go and see it."
I'm actually going to go to the Caribbean Film Festival that's happening at the Harbor Front this week.
Yeah, and guess what? It won't be playing there. Red Tails. Because George Lucas sunk in a whole bunch of money that he never got back. And he's going to say, fuck this. I'm not making movies.
But the thing is, are we supporting? I want to support like a film made by the Caribbean people.
Oh, shit. You want a Spike Lee joint.
That's what I'm talking about.
So it's not good enough if a white guy makes a black movie.
But is
it okay if a black guy?
No, I mean, it's fine. Whoever makes the movie, it doesn't matter what nationality or what culture they're from. I'm trying to be so PR. I'm trying to be so PC. But no, I am going to go to the Caribbean Film Festival this week, which is happening at the same time as TIFF.
That was a big mistake.
No, it's going to be good, man. I'm going to go hang out.
With who? By yourself?
I'm not going to go. What are you talking about? I have
Will
people
Smith
to go
is
with.
At the Toronto International Film Festival.
Ha
ha! And you expect me to hang out at the Caribbean Film Festival?
Is he seriously here?
Yeah.
Why is he here?
I don't know why.
Does he have a movie out? Or
who
coming?
Knows? Maybe one of his fucking stupid kids have a movie in it.
Come on, man.
He was shaking hands and kissing babies the other day.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
I told you I hate those kids.
You don't like Will Smith's kid? You don't even know them. If we go downtown after this podcast and you saw those kids, you'd be like, oh, hey little Jaden.
Hey, remember how you played Karate Kid in a movie? Guess what? That was a movie, bitch. And I'd kick him right in the head and I'd be like, this is real life, son.
But he knows karate, though.
He doesn't know nothing.
He'd probably beat you the hell out.
I would fight him. I would fight Will Smith's son, the Karate Kid.
You would fight him. Yeah. You would fight Will Smith's son.
I would fight him. If I see him tonight, I will fight him.
All right.
Because
you heard it here first. I'm going to tape this because I'm going to visit some blogs, find out where they are, and we're going to go find them. And I want to see this happen.
I've had enough of every
you're insane.
Is Hollywood an exclusive country club that you can't get into unless your parents are made movies or can nobody else get a fucking break? I got to watch all of Will Smith's kids make a gazillion dollars to become shitty actors. It's not fair to everybody else. That's all I'm saying. Listen, Will Smith, great actor. Jada Pinkett, she's great. But do I need the fucking kids? I whip my hair back and forth. Do I need that in my life?
You know, it's weird. I was walking down on King Street yesterday, Sunday. And we're just walking by. I was walking by with a group of friends. And one of my buddies asked these two girls, like, we saw a whole group of people standing outside of a theater. And we're like, oh, hey, this is great. Like, you know, lots of people stand outside. Like, there must be someone famous about to go inside of here. So my buddy's like, who are you girls waiting for? And they're like, we don't know. They're just there. They're like so obsessed with like Hollywood that they might see someone famous. They had no idea who they're even waiting for. It was so funny. It just blew my mind that they're standing out there for, I don't know how long they've already been standing there for.
I told my friend I want to go downtown tonight to go people watch. And she's like, oh, my goodness, yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger's son came into my restaurant, blah, blah. I was like,
whoa, how old is he?
I have no idea. She's like, I didn't even know that that was Arnold Schwarzenegger's son.
I know this may make me sound like just not with it, but I didn't even have the slightest idea that he had a son.
Cow.
Who's your daddy?
But I, who's the son?
Who knows? That's what she said. She's like, I didn't even know that she didn't know anything about
him. Yeah, neither did I. Is he an actor?
I have no idea. Who gives a shit?
But how did she know it was Arnold Schwarzenegger's son?
Somebody, the boss told her afterwards or whatever. Anyways.
Weird.
To make a long story short, I was like, I want to go people watch. But I'm not going down there to meet celebrities. I'm not a celebrity fucker. I could care less about seeing a celebrity.
You want to go be a celebrity?
No. I want to watch the wacky people out there that fucking walk around with pens and markers to get another human being to scribble their name on their fucking piece of Hillary paper, and they think that that it's something. They're just the other human beings. Why do people care so much?
Do you watch sports, Jay?
I love sports.
See, it's the same thing, man. It's the same thing.
I don't give a shit if Michael Jordan walked in this room right now and asked where the washroom was. I wouldn't fucking be drooling and say, Mr. Jordan, can you sign my shoe?
But you do like the game, though. People like.
I can watch a movie and be like, that's a wicked movie. If I saw Will Smith walking down the street and he's like, hey, buddy, can you help me find this place? I say, yeah, it's right around the corner. Make a left there, make it right there. See you later. Have a fucking good day, fucker.
By the way, I'm going to beat up your son later.
By the way, I'm going to kick the shit out of Jaden. That's all I'm saying.
For some people like to get signatures. That's like their thing. That's the thing that they like to do. They like
to
get
James,
signatures.
Why don't you say how many signatures you got from these wacky celebrities? How many of them?
I have a collection of 100 signatures from over.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have any signatures from anybody. I wouldn't. Why would I want someone's signature for?
I'm saying it's nuts.
Unless they're signing a check for
me. It's crazy. It's crazy talk to follow around people with black permanent markers in your pocket. And when you see them, you hope that they're going to sign your fucking forehead and then you're going to wash it off. And it's going to be gone.
But for me, I think it's crazy to see like heavy duty sports fanatics.
What's wrong with watching sports?
What's wrong with getting something signed?
There's a big difference. You're watching TV.
So are these people. They're making
these people are entertaining you.
So are the sports players.
That's the job.
That's what athletes do.
You entertain me on the fucking TV. When I see you out and you're eating at a restaurant, I'm not going to go up to you and be like, oh, hey, Mila Kunis, can you take a picture with me so I can put it on my Instagram and show all my friends that I saw? Who cares? Who cares?
Oh, man.
You know what? You know who I met today? I met some chick. Was in some movie from
I bet some chick instead of a movie from the US.
I don't even know what it's called. It's called Midnight's Children. It's playing at the Toronto Film Festival. She's this lead actress. Her name is like Sheely Yin or some shit like that. Who even knows?
Who's that?
I don't know. Look her up.
What's the name of this movie?
Midnight's Children.
All right. And what
movie's
about?
Hi, here's your shit. I gotta go. See you later.
Wait, she came into your restaurant?
No, she didn't come to my restaurant.
No. Yeah.
I had to bring her some stuff at the film festival.
You had to bring her stuff?
Yes, specifically. Keep going. There it is. Syria. That's it.
Her?
Yeah. Right to her hotel room.
Huh. But why though? Why did you have to bring it to her? Like, I don't understand. Like why? What does she need from you? Why would you? Why are you delivering things to her?
It's a very big deal. This is a Mongrel Media picture. It's a big fucking.
Oh,
deal.
I love Mongrel.
She
so good.
She's
they make a lot of good
starring
movies.
In a fucking movie. And a company that I work for provides shit for Mongrel Media.
Well, that's cool.
So I had to get down there. It had to be brought right to her bedroom. And I delivered.
You mean her room, not her bedroom.
I delivered.
Oh, man. This show's so getting canceled.
She's hot, eh?
Yeah, she's pretty. She's a pretty girl.
She's fucking hot.
Yeah.
It's an Indian movie.
Yeah, look, I can tell. Yeah.
That's that.
Good thing you spoke so nicely about her country.
Country.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm just saying what somebody told me. I don't give a shit.
Anyways.
Anyhow. Listen, everybody, I'm volunteering my time for the Jays Care Foundation. If you feel like making a donation, go to my Facebook page and use your credit card to make a donation. Don't be a slacker or a cheapskate. That's all I got to say.
All right. You want to say that? That was fast, man.
What was fast?
I don't know. So what is this all about? Tell me about this. Tell me about
the Jays Care Foundation.
Yeah, tell me why you care.
Why do I care?
Yeah, about the Jays Care Foundation.
Because when I was a young boy, little people just look at me and see that I'm a 6'4", 225-pound black guy, so they think that I play basketball.
When you're a little boy.
But guess what? My first love was baseball. You want to know why?
Are you serious?
Yeah, 100%.
Serious?
I'm being dead serious.
All right.
Baseball was the first sport that I liked, and it's probably the sport that I was best at playing.
Huh.
And when I was a young boy, I got to go see a Blue Jays game for free, courtesy of the Jays Care Foundation.
Are you making this up?
Do I sound like the type of guy that makes this shit up?
This sounds a little bit too contrived. This sounds like you're making
Listen
this up.
Listen to the fucking story.
All right.
All right?
All right.
So because those guys, little did I know that 50 years later, somebody would say to me, hey, did you want to participate in this fundraising thing? I say, what's it for? The Jays Care Foundation. I'm like, holy shit. Back in the day, they helped me out so I didn't fucking turn into a juvenile delinquent. When they took me to a baseball game, I loved baseball. I started playing baseball. I started playing in these leagues set up in my shitty fucking ghetto community that I grew up in. And you want to know what? That potentially may have set me on the straight and narrow rather than getting me into sports. It actually got me into playing organized sports. Without that, I might not have played any other organized sport, basketball, football. It all started with baseball. So thanks to them. So now that I'm older, I have some time, I'm going to give back. And hopefully it'll keep these little fuckers from robbing me in 10 years. That's all. That's why I do it.
Folks, this is beautiful. I don't know if you can see this right now. You can't see this right now, but a single tear just dropped from Jason's right eye. It's quite magical. Aww. No, that's good though. That's great. I'm glad that you're giving back. I mean, see, like, even though Jay may sound like a really mean guy, that's good. He's giving back to the community. That's good.
I'm not a mean guy. I'm super nice.
Yeah.
I'm one of the nicest. Do you know, I donate to so many. I got fucking two kids over in Africa. I donate to the goddamn children's hospital here. I give money away every month.
Man, just because, don't give me that give money away
thing. I volunteered. I stood outside.
I can understand volunteering.
If a liquor store for 3 hours taking donations for lupus 3 weeks ago. Check my Twitter. I tweeted that shit out. So, listen, I volunteer. I'm trying to give back. I don't just
volunteer. You seriously did that?
I seriously did that. I don't just volunteer with money. I volunteer with my time as well.
Because time is very precious.
Time is more valuable. I could have given Lupus Foundation $50. Instead, I stood outside the liquor store. I raised like $280 in 3 hours just by standing there, letting people know. If they wanted fucking information, not that I know that much about lupus, but if they wanted, I had all the information, that pamphlets there, whatever. You want to learn something? Here you go.
So you gave the Lupus Foundation $80. What'd you do with the other $200?
That's what I told people. I was like, listen, I don't want to touch the money. Just put it directly in the box. I don't want any part of this shit because, you know, like my biggest fear was, I was like, listen, I don't even want to like.
What do you mean? Like you did this through an organization? Or you make your own box?
No, no. You do it through, it's a national organization.
Hmm.
And my boss, his daughter has lupus. So
wow.
And I've known her for a long time, and it's a very depressing situation. So he's like,
Jay Dilla had lupus. He died from lupus.
It's like, can you do us a favor and help us out for a few hours on a Saturday? That was a beautiful afternoon. I said, you want to know what? I'll do it. And I did it. And I stood there for 3 hours and I raised money, but I told him like, Mike, I really don't want to do this because you're going to send me out all the way to the fucking suburbs. You're going to give me a box and get people to stick money in it. I don't want to be like the guy who gets no more like, oh, Jason, you only got $60. The last three people that were here got like $460. What happened to the rest of the money, nigger?
Like, that's what I was so paranoid about. But yeah, so funny. That didn't happen at all. I actually raised more money than most people do at that location. Apparently, that's what they told me.
Apparently.
That's what they said. So that's it. I'm a fucking nice guy. So the people don't think I'm such a big prick. I'm fucking pretty decent dude. That's it. I'm a nice guy.
All right.
Keep on telling people I'm an asshole. It's not very nice. It's not good karma.
What are you talking about?
It's not good karma.
Anyways.
Anyhow.
All right. Well,
I guess that's the podcast.
I mean, we're going to start doing this regularly. I don't want to give away a surprise that's going to be happening, but let's wait until we actually get it off the ground first before I actually talk about it and start promoting it. But anyways, that's I have nothing else really to say.
No, I was going to talk about some things that really irritate me, but, you know, if I do that, I could really fuck myself up. But, yeah, it's fucked.
What is it, Jay?
What is it? Well, I don't know. It's not that big of a deal, though.
Okay, well, what is it?
I'm not going to get into it. There's not enough time.
What are you talking about? You got?
It's called a teaser. That's what we call a teaser in the industry.
Whoops.
It's a cliffhanger.
It's a cliffhanger.
For next episode, they're going to be like, what does Jason want to talk about? I got two words for you. Jesus shoes. That's what I'll be talking about.
Jesus shoes.
Yes.
What the heck is Jesus?
You're going to find out.
Jesus shoes. Okay.
Because it makes me crazy, these Jesus shoes. I don't know what people think. We live in a desert. The fuck's walking around with these things?
Oh, my goodness. All right.
That's the show. So, everybody, you can download the podcast off of iTunes at I Got Issues. You can also find it on the BlackBerry podcast world. And
I want to say one thing before you continue.
Whoa.
This is the same guy who says he hates BlackBerry, but we have our podcast available on BlackBerry. Come on.
Yeah, BlackBerry's got a good setup now for that.
Okay.
Thank God. It's about time.
Anyways,
but
what else?
Listen, for these Samsung Galaxy people, I don't know what to do for you. I mean,
can't they just go on? Can't you access iTunes some way or nothing?
No.
No, what do they use?
You have to have an Apple product to get onto iTunes.
So what do they use?
They don't use nothing. They're fucked. That's why you should never get that.
It's weird.
That means I'm going to have to go home and spend the next 3 weeks going into every single fucking podcast catcher that's out there and link my RSS up to it so that these fuckers can go and find the show. Oh my God, it's so annoying. If they would have just got an iPhone, everything would be so simple. You can also find it on Stitcher Radio too.
What's that? Stitcher Radio?
Stitcher Radio.
Stitcher Radio.
Stitcher Radio.
What is that?
I've
never heard of it until you told me about it.
It's a Stitcher Radio is a online like radio station, like internet radio.
Never mind, I know what it is. Sorry, I know what it is.
Player, so
yeah, I know what it is.
We're on Stitcher Radio.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And
iTunes, Stitcher Radio, BlackBerry.
I'm going to try to podcast. Put it on a few other places. Or you can just stream it from the Podomatic website. Or you can just stream it from the Facebook page. Then those are really all your options for now. Yeah. I mean, I just emailed them to some of my friends today. They're like, oh, can you just email it to me because I have a Samsung Galaxy 2? I'm like, dude, get your fucking game up. Step your phone game up, son.
Oh, boy. First world problems.
Yep. These are first world problems.
Anyways, cool, man. Once again, thank you, Trevor. Once again, Jamaica trip was amazing. I will be going back there probably at the end of this year to film some stuff. And then I'll continue to be going there throughout the rest of my life.
There's going to be another mini Jamaica podcast coming up, too. It's only 20 minutes.
Guaranteed.
I already have it.
Oh, yeah, you already have it. That's right.
I just haven't posted it. But I'm just going to sprinkle.
Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Dad.
Just going to sprinkle it in.
Oh, jeez. This is so embarrassing. I feel...
You should never feel embarrassed about these things because guess what?
I can't believe some of the stuff I was talking about inside that.
People always give me comments, but it's like at the same time, people are like, you're just making comments. Like, you're not doing fuck all. Who cares what you have to say?
No, I get it.
I mean, you're. What are you going to make fun of me? I make fun of myself all day.
Yeah.
So I'm really not. I really can't get embarrassed about too many things because there's not that many secrets. I lay everything out there. Everybody knows my opinions, my views. So
Yeah.
I mean, if I make a terrible Jamaican accent, guess what? Of course I do. I'm not Jamaican. I'm fucking Canadian. What do you want from me? That's it. Leave me alone. All right.
All right. Well.
All right, everybody. Man. God bless America. And that's it. What do we learn today? Nothing.
My favorite letter is G.
We didn't learn anything. This has been terrible.
No, this is all right.
Whatever. One hour entertainment. You guys better, if you're not entertained, leave a comment. Tell me what I could do better. If you think you can do better, you're more than welcome to come down here. If I can see how easy it is.
Guess.
We'll see how easy it is. If you think it's so easy to get in front of a computer screen and talk into nothing, into a vacuum, and try to be entertaining, it's guess what? It's not that simple. But there's going to be some cool things coming up. And next week, we're going to play the game that we did not play today. And James, we are playing it.
Damn it.
It's funny.
All right. All right. Cool, man.
All right, everybody. Guys, you know what we always say? Don't get anyone pregnant. Peace. Love you. Kisses. Bisous. Adios. Ciao. Sayonara.
Later.